Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and welcome to a special vocab edition of The Work. Back when I was interviewing casting directors for Backstage a gajillion years ago, one of the awesome casting directors that I first interviewed talked about how actors tend to get something called one-line fever. And I remember being fascinated by that. And it wasn't until she had me sit in on her sessions and actually watch auditions and then hear the conversation going on between casting and the producers and the director ultimately about this particular project that I really got to see it and how it takes shape. And it's fascinating. One-line fever is the experience of an actor who is coming in on a utility role, spending a lot of energy coming up with a backstory for this character who has this one line to deliver and putting a lot of impact and a lot of emphasis into this single line. For some reason, feeling as though, well, since I only have this one line, I better make it count, or I need to show them my range, so I need to do a lot in these few words, and I need to make sure that they understand my complexity so that I have to actually dig in and do so much work in this one line. And that's one line fever. When you have one line, your job is exposition, or move the story forward, or help connect these characters to these characters so they can go on to do the exposition and move the story forward. You're a utility player. Your job is to come in, deliver that line, get out. Don't knock anything over, and don't draw too much focus, because unless that character was written to draw focus, which most one-line characters are not, your job is fairly simple and straightforward and easily disposable. This is why you'll hear "throw it away" as a direction of craft. This is why a lot of times you'll be told you made it too big. You put too much emphasis on a single line. And if you're not careful with this one-line fever, it's going to prevent you from getting those first one-line co-stars that lead you up through the tiers that then, of course, lead to much meatier and much richer characters with lots of development and lots of layers and lots of room for lots more exploration in every one of their many, 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 many scenes. As always, thank you for joining me for another episode of The Work. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe at iTunes, and of course, everything you might need to enjoy your self-management for actors journey is available at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah!